You're listening to The Pulse, and from wasp brains to artist brains, we're wrapping up today's show with an ode to the neuron. A neuroscientist turned artist, fascinated by these tiny nerve cells, has been trying to capture their magnitude through a scientific experiment of sorts. And as The Pulse's Alana Gordon reports, it's no small task.
Greg Dunn grew up thinking a lot about how he thinks, and more specifically, how his mind perceives the world.
Like, for example, I would stare at the intersection of grout on tiles on the floor and just fixate on that one point for as long as I possibly could until my visual field would disappear.
Fast forward a couple decades, Dunn's a lot taller, has glasses, and has continued that exploration through meditation and pursuing a PhD in neuroscience. Because to Dunn, it's kind of a no-brainer. The brain's at the core of our perception. And yet the billions of neurons that comprise it and chaotically mix to create consciousness, thoughts, and emotions continue to baffle scientists.
What an insane concept it is that you start with these cells which are just splaying themselves out randomly into the space around them. And then just through the collective behavior of all of them, organize themselves into these incredibly elaborate circuits.
Dunn spent years examining these basic building blocks under the microscope. It wasn't just the science that struck him. The random patterns of neuron branches drew him in. He made connections outside the lab.
You see it in cracks in the pavement or ice. You see it in lightning bolts. You see it in the orientations of galactic superclusters.
To try and express the neuron's essence, Dunn began practicing a Zen painting technique on the side. It involves simple ink strokes. Imagine delicate trees with pink floral clusters on a rice paper scroll that, at a closer look, are actually neurons mixed with Alzheimer's tangles. After finishing his PhD at Penn, Dunn moved into the art studio full-time.
Pretty low-tech environment here. I mean, there's the studio is kind of a mess.
Dunn's fourth floor spot, just north of Center City, has a typical artist setup. Work tables, paints, and chemicals. But he's brought in some high-tech science.
And now we're putting it down on top of the photoresist, which is laminated to a piece of steel.
Dunn wanted a deeper way to convey the vastness of the brain. Enter Brian Edwards, an applied physicist at Penn with a specialty in optics.
I'm interested in solving problems, and Greg's art presents a lot of unique problems. And he and I have had a lot of fun in trying to figure out how to create a physical manifestation for what his vision is.
The two developed a technique called micro-etchings. The basis are Dunn's carefully sketched neurons. Through a series of transformations, they apply reflective technology, similar to what's used in microchips, to build a new dimension to the work.
Somebody will walk up to the thing, they'll kind of gasp, they'll move their head around it a little bit, and they'll look completely confused, and then they'll say, "What is this? How did you do this thing?"
Again, Edwards.
Every piece that we do is very specifically illuminated.
As a person moves around a piece, the reflection of light creates the appearance of neurons in action. Pulling this off has involved a lot of programming on Edwards' part and teeny tiny patterns imprinted on metals and plastics. Dunn points to a completed poster-sized work. It's of the hippocampus, the part of the brain where memories take shape.
The hippocampus is great because it has such a wide variety of different types of neurons. You have your dentigyral cells, your pyramidal neurons, you have all sorts of inner neurons. You have these huge
ropes of axons. Lights turn the piece into a rainbow burst of layer upon layer of intricate neurons, some shooting from one section to another.
So this would be the perforant path. These are the axons which are coming in from the entorhinal cortex. That information is sent in. This is basically me painting a forest. Like, the only difference between this and painting a landscape is that I used a microscope to get my inspiration.
Science groups and journals have commissioned Dunn's work. He says the process has been gratifying and humbling.
When you actually make something, I think that you have a much greater understanding of what it is that you're dealing with. And in as complex as these images and pieces of work that we're making are, they are millions of times less complex than the brain actually is.
Dunn's working on a giant cross-section of the brain for the Franklin Institute. A showcase of his work is now on display at the Mutter Museum. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.